Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome. If you're listening from the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website, maybe you're blogging along and you happen to stumble across Free Yourself, My Journey, Our Journey, sponsored by Podbean. Welcome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for being part of our journey. And you know, and it was interesting because I saw some of you from different countries that are listening in. And I'm sure there's programs in that can translate over to a lot of you enjoy the puppets. Maybe some of you also come from the kids channel, Pammy, Leroy, Timmy, Baby Bee's Adventures, Honey May, Hank, can't forget Bobby Ray, right? Welcome and thank you. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for just sharing laughter and smiles and going through life's up and downs, roller coaster rides, trials and tribulations along the way. India. Venezuela. I'm having one of those days. Canada, Korea, Mexico. We have another one. British Isles. We got like 12, 13 different countries on the podcast listening in. Welcome to each and every one of you. Hit us up. Leave an email down here. Let us know what you enjoy. What do we want to talk about? You know, a lot of you say you want to talk about today's events. Which I mean, I'm going to hit here. First, I'm going to start off with, you know, of course, I'm going to share another one of my favorite things. These are Protein One, and I believe I'm going to say this right. Protein One, that's right. Protein bars. I stumble across stuff like this. I'm just always about trying something new. I'm going to go back to gastroparesis. Gastroparesis is always about trial and error with your diet. It's a constant, consistent change. You may, you know, body may react positive and, you know, you're finding a good dietary plan on a daily basis and then all of a sudden things change up. That's the thing with gastroparesis. It is still such a very difficult, poorly researched GI, do I want to say ailment, condition, however you want to call it, right? Lifetime. Unless you're caught early, it's caused by a virus and you're treated quickly and properly with antibiotics. The nerves and muscles that get damaged by viruses and the cells can repair themselves and you can slowly reverse gastroparesis. Fact. So these are bars I ran across the other day. Actually, I think it was a couple days ago. I was picking up some small little icing tubes and I can't even say one of those days. Bundt cake pans, the small little Bundt cake pans. And I came across these at just Walmart. Protein One, I'm always looking for something new to try. Have any of you tried these yet? These protein bars? This is peanut butter chocolate. Only 90 calories, but here's the thing. I've been trying to eliminate all the sugar as much as I can out of my diet. I can't begin to express to you, first of all, how difficult it was. They say coming off of sugar is worse than coming off of cocaine. I don't know. I have never snorted cocaine in my life. I may have got powdered sugar up my nose by accident by dropping a bag of it last week. On the counter that Eric, I told him to put one of those little potato chip clips on it. And ew, he decided to roll the top over. You know how guys sometimes are. They want to do shortcut. Yeah, I dropped it trying to get the sugar alternative. I used Stevia in the raw. Try to get that out. Drop the powdered sugar. I had powdered sugar up my nose. Hey, folks, not fun inhaling and sniffing powdered sugar. It takes a while to get it out of your sinus passages. That was random, wasn't it? So yes, 1 gram of sugar for those trying to come off of sugar or eliminating sugar. And telling, like I said, it was hell coming off the sugar. But I'm still determined to continue to eliminating it. The changes that it has brought to my life are amazing. The changes that it gives to your overall how you feel, you know, your outer appearance, your complexion. Ladies, you're a little bit, men, you know, kind of trying to, you know, get the complexion a little bit better. Start eliminating all that sugar out of your diet. These are amazing, and I'm really, like, particular. A lot of these protein bars, when they have, like, you know, 5 grams or less of sugar, usually taste like, I don't know, they just have no taste to them. These are really good. This is the peanut butter chocolate. I believe they came in a couple other flavors, varieties, and I just got these because I figured, you know, I was in the aisle picking up my glutamine powder. Glutamine powder, that's right. I've been using glutamine powder for, oh, since before oncology treatments. A way to help repair cells. And I use it religiously, especially after I'm working out. Going all over the place with this audio. Please stay with me, folks. I'm on the track. I'm just on the roller coaster going up a hill and I'm all over the place. But these are worth the try. try, if you can find them at your local grocer or retailer. These taste really good. They're fairly small, but come on, folks, you know, 90 calories, but the most important part, 10 grams of protein. Your body needs protein. It needs it to survive. It needs it to recover. Protein's so important. If you have gastroparesis and you're looking for something that's easy to break down and absorb, you know, and you know, gastroparesis is a tricky thing, like I said. It's a tricky evil. But these bars did not cause any GI upset, you know. I broke it in half, ate part of the bar before I worked out, and a half, other half after I worked out. The better protein that you can bring into your daily diet, the better off you're going to feel, especially if you're fighting any medical ailment at all. It doesn't have to be gastroparesis. It could be anything, cancer, you know, whatever. The more protein you bring into your diet, the better your body is going to be able to recover and go through the ups and downs when you're dealing with medical trials and tribulations, right? Right. So get yourself, check them out, Protein One, protein bars, 90 calories, like I said, 1 gram of sugar, that's it. Diabetics, if you have diabetic-related gastroparesis, this is worth trying. And they weren't that expensive. I believe they're like under $4, and this is a value pack. And I got these and picked them up at Walmart. That's right, Wally World, I'm plugging your ass again. That's right. So I was talking about the other day, I was talking to somebody, and we were talking about the website, the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website, and it didn't seem like I'm really very active. It needs, you know, twice a year, it just needs an overall, you know, go through every single page, clean it up, and getting ready to get into that phase, coming into another United GP walk. I started, for those of you who have just found the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website, or you're connected, or you're coming off the kids' channel, and maybe you found it connected, or you're coming off the podcast, I started the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website 13 years ago. 13 years. That's a long time, isn't it? It was after a year that I was diagnosed with idiopathic gastroparesis. Not so idiopathic anymore. Going through medical records since I was born and medical ailments that I had, was just a sick baby to start with. We connected some kind of virus, whether it was in the womb, the mother's womb, or it was a virus that maybe, you know, my mother, birth parent, had picked up while she was pregnant. And it caused a really serious autoimmune disorder. And we're able to connect everything now. So my gastroparesis really isn't so idiopathic. And it was actually, I was told 99% chance, really all this is caused from autoimmune disorder that had affected the nerves, which it can. And then it starts affecting the muscles and the GI tract. Mine started lower GI tract. It started with kidney issues, things like that. And just, you know, long story short, ended up with the older you get, the more problems I had. And the puzzle pieces, like I said before, finding out, and I had found out, going through these big cancer research and institutes and dealing with, you know, the issues that I had gone through with, you know, oncology and radiation treatments and that for ovarian, you know, related with Cancer Institute, not related to gastroparesis, but we did find out just through skimming through and then going through medical records that there was a really bad autoimmune disorder. And I'll always have that. It's just something that, you know, it happens. You either get it, you know, somehow while you're in the mother's womb, or you can, you know, maybe something happened. I picked it up right within, it had been a month, within the month I was born. I don't know. This is just the thing. It's a mystery that'll never be solved. But I have enough puzzle pieces, I was able to move on. So getting back to it, the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website I started 13 years ago. And at that time, there was never a Gastroparesis Awareness magnetic car ribbon. There was no ribbon. And back then, I decided, you know, hey, I'll step up to the plate. And I created the first Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign ribbon. Back then, as most of you know, it was a yellow, green, green, yellow. And then the ribbon sales, we had actually given ribbons away for free, front of the shipping. Now it's like we have to just at least charge cost because they're not cheap, the extra large ribbons for your magnets and your cars and that. And you can find that on the page link to the left of the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website if you're interested in ordering an awareness ribbon. I had to change the colors of green, yellow, yellow, and green. Why, you may ask? This is the truth. I ended up getting some emails from bipolar organizations that said, hey, listen, you're using our colors that are for bipolar awareness. And I understand you're creating for your rare condition, which is gastroparesis, but it, you know, and a long story short, it was very disrespectful to the bipolar organizations that are out there. And that's the truth why the yellow and green ribbon changed and changed it into sky blue and cream, because sky's the limit when it comes to gastroparesis awareness, spreading awareness one person at a time, international awareness. You know, there are some organizations, whatever, out there, you know, whoever, whatever, still use yellow and green. I don't do it. I personally don't do it. I was the original person that created the awareness ribbon. And coming from the person who created it, I had changed the colors. Also, I had patients say that we should use a maroon and cream, but really been going through a lot of the blue and cream, kind of sticking in that, you know, color scheme for gastroparesis awareness. I created the website because I could not find a gastroparesis organization that was not profiting money and taking donations in that to help patients, family, friends, and loved ones that are either diagnosed or they're suffering or they need information or they want to be educated, or through the providers, the physicians, the research hospitals, people that wanted to connect with as much education information as possible. So I designed the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign organization from scratch, ground bottom. I had no webmaster. I had no one that helped me. I did it all myself. And it was an outlet and a way for me to find alternate things, you know, to keep my mind occupied on the days I wasn't feeling well. And I went through a lot. It took years to find what worked best for me living with gastroparesis. And I've realized, and I still continue realizing, less is more. Less medication, less having people poke and pry. I don't believe in the gastric pacemakers. I don't believe in these J-tubes, these feeding tubes. I believe 100% there is a way around and working through alternative ways and holistic ways. And I'm at 0.15%, less than 1.5% of gastric retention or gastric stomach, your GES test, which is gastric emptying study, and a brain fart there. So motility is less than 1.5%. It's still like that. But I've realized gravity is my friend. The more you lay around, the more you're going to suffer. I believe that. You need to find a way that you can introduce exercise on a daily basis. Get up off the couch, get up off your bed, get out there, exercise. Gravity becomes your friend, your best friend for your overall health and GI tract when you have gastroparesis, when you allow gravity to assist you. And that is the truth. It really is. I could not find a website or organization that was not with their hands out, you know, wanting donations and money. And then I started getting into, what do I do with this organization, this huge campaign I was starting for gastroparesis? What do I do? Because I wasn't expecting a little idea to take off like lightning. To this date, we're close to 100,000 server requests. People from all around the world that are hitting the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website, emails are just nonstop. I have 5 helpers that just go through the emails right now. On top of myself, I'll go through emails while I'm at the gym, maybe while I'm on the treadmill. It's a job. I don't ask for a penny. I have never taken donations. If someone wanted to buy a ribbon or a t-shirt, they are solely getting them at cost. They're going through the printing company that has been used. I don't believe in profiting off of any medical condition for any organization. I have felt that way, and I will stand my ground to the day I die. And I've learned so much dealing with cancer research and cancer institutes and going through oncology treatments myself. Organizations are like businesses. It's not like back in the day where organizations would give, you know, 90% of their profits towards, you know, whatever their organization motto, whatever they were, whether they were helping patients with medical costs or they were doing fundraisers or, you know, like these walks and runs and whatever they did. Now, organizations, I have found this out for many years now, are like any other business. They're only entitled to give so much, which is very little, of the profits and the donations they receive towards their mission. And the rest of the money, you ask? Well, the rest of the money goes in their pockets. It pays for whatever, and they use it in whichever way. You know, if you question that, ask any organization, no matter what it is, to give you a breakdown of how they've used their donations over the past year, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. most of them will not do it because they're not really taking the donations and the money where it needs to be. You know, when we purchased our property out west, and we have 50 acres, like I said, it's going to be used, and it may take a little time working behind the scenes now, turning it into an animal sanctuary where all injured and retired animals can live peacefully, happily, and just live the rest of their life together and be spoiled rotten, of course. By myself, my husband, and hopefully many people that can work to help care for not just the grounds, but all the animals that are rescued and that will be living there for the remainder of their lives. I want to also make sure that every single donation, every single dollar is utilized to help the animals and not used for anything else. I understand organizations need to pay for, you know, their internet service and things like that. Bare minimum, folks. I see too many organizations that are always asking for donations. Where is your money going? The Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign to this date has never used donations towards profit. We've never asked for donations. Do not accept donations. If you want to order ribbons, if you want to order t-shirts, they're sold at cost. That's it. And if you want something to provide, that could be supplied too. You know, and you'll always have people that start problems. You know, over the years, you'll have a great idea and people get jealous. And really not that I'm older and wiser, it's just jealousy. I've realized, you know, I've been audited by the state. I supplied all the receipts, you know, and every single time it was like, wow, you've literally, the only organization we've seen that literally went into your own pockets, in your own pocket. And really, you're not profiting anything. You're actually using your own money. That's why it strictly says not for profit. It's not just a saying or slogan that a lot of organizations use. I really mean it. Not for profit. Do not accept donations. It's a way for patients, loved ones, families, physicians, research facilities, companies can get information on an interactive website that appeals to everyone, no matter your race, age, gender. I designed it around what I would like to see, and it worked. To this day, we're in the millions of the website for gastroparesis awareness that reaches out to a little bit of everyone, everybody. I want to thank everyone who still continues to share the link and spreading gastroparesis awareness. And I'm damn proud to say to this date, not $1 has been profitable. And that says a hell of a lot, doesn't it? Go to any other organization out there and ask them, how much do you keep in your wallet? Guarantee you they're not going to say, oh, zero. Just remember that. So I have to continue to sift through the website, making changes. You know, if something works, don't fix something, you know, unless it's broken. What is that? If something's working, why tinker with it? Fix it. Going into a organization for animal rescue is going to be a completely different entity. It's going to be a lot of work. We've also looked into 50 acres. That's a lot of land out west. And I did not realize the options too of preserving your land, you know, making it a preservation and donating land to make sure that it's never built upon and that people can enjoy a bit of God's country still. You know, I'd hate to see a big business or some type of land developer ever come in later in life when something happens to me and my husband, and somebody come in and take 50 acres and just, you know, and the animal rescue sanctuary, you know, is no longer or whatnot. And I'm hoping for the sanctuary to always be around. And those that we bring on to help care for, join together to make sure when the day comes or something happens to you and my husband, that it still remains, it'll always remain. And if the time ever comes that that land is preserved and it becomes a sanctuary forever and protected by the state. So, you know, I just wanted to give a little bit of insight, you know, of how the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website came about. I know I haven't been as active. I've gone through a lot over the years. I went through a lot with, you know, issues and going through cancer treatments like radiation and going through the, you know, cancer institutes and dealing with just, I felt like was my whole life of nonstop medical. Many of you have reached out and asked, so tell me, when did you come to the point and how did you know when it was just enough? That's still a great question. I keep answering it. I'll be honest. sometimes I just, you know, I'm an older, wiser person, and I do a lot of reflecting, you know, choices and things in life, you know. And it just came to that point, just, you know, I think the universe speaks to you when you get to that point when you've had enough. And I looked at the financial strain and the money that I had spent over the years towards medical costs and all these treatments and this and this and this. And most importantly, the time, the hours, the minutes and seconds of my life that I can't get back, that I spent just going through nonstop. I feel like spinning in a circle and I wasn't getting anywhere. I would never change the fact of going through fast track, maximum extreme, hellish radiation therapy and other oncology experimental treatments. A lot of people go through the chemo and the experimental treatments, and I would not change a thing because, like I said before, I was in a place where I was close to death. And that's the truth. I can say it now. My body was shutting down. The tumor was huge. It was taking over a lot of the organs, and something had to be done. And it was past the point of surgical intervention. Just straight chemo wasn't going to do it. We just had a combination and of everything and get the radiation, and just, it was going to be fast. It was going to be nasty and it was going to be hard. And that's what makes me such a strong ass woman, strongest person, like I said, alive, I know. And I made it through. I made it through it. Made it through all of it. I made it through gastroparesis. 14 years since being diagnosed, being told by two treating clinic specialists, father and son, I wouldn't live past 4 years. The gastric emptying time and the studies and the bowels weren't working. My intestines were just paralyzed. It was horrible. I wouldn't survive. You'd be malnourished. I proved you wrong. I proved everybody wrong. I fought like hell. I fought for years, you know, decades of my life. And here I am now. And a whole new part of my life, a rebirth, I call it, because now I'm living life. But I never want to forget, and we should never forget what we've gone through and the suffering and the struggles, because that's what makes you a strongest person, and it gives you the strength and the energy to continue on. Remember that. You know, if you're in a place and you're newly diagnosed with gastroparesis and it's really hard, and I know, I've been there, done that. Went through it all. I know how it is. It's not easy. Never let anyone treat you like a research experimental. I don't know what. These gastric pacemakers kill people. Sure, there's a handful of people they've helped. But over the years of 14 years, I've heard 90% horror stories compared to the good 10%, few and far between. These PICC lines and feeding tubes, you've got to remember, folks. And I was always told, you know, if you didn't have the chance of getting a massive infection and killing you one time, and you only get one time, and that's it, because once it hits, it automatically becomes sepsis and it kills you. If I didn't believe so much against it, I probably would have been that person who would have passed away from a massive infection from one of these tubes, one of these feeding lines. And I worked against it. I worked against the pacer. I worked against the lines of feeding tubes. I went holistic. It's trial and error. And I'm going to tell every single patient out there, no matter what you think, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard as hell. Get your boxing gloves on, because it's going to be one hell of a fight. And it could be a long fight. Years. I fought for years. But I promise you, if I can do it, you can do it. Anybody can do it. You're going to find alternate ways. You're going to introduce low impact exercising, and you're going to do it. You know, you're going to get up and do something, get yourself moving, your blood flowing, and help your GI tract. Use gravity as your best friend. Use that in replacement of those pacers and those PICC lines and those feeding tubes. You know, there's other means and ways. Don't subject yourself to being part of these crazy research studies, these pacers and things that aren't FDA regulated for good reason, you know. Most importantly, surround yourself with people that are going to lift you up when you're feeling down. Make sure, regardless of what people say, you have a good counselor, psychologist, that is a third party that you can talk to and express how you're feeling when you're having a bad day. You won't feel judged, and you can leave a visit and a counseling session, a therapist session with feeling better and feeling like, you know, you gained something out of it. And it may, one specialist may not work the first time around. It may take you multiple ones. I've been there, done that. You know, it takes a team of specialists and providers to keep you going. And for those that do not have insurance in the United States, we should all have insurance now. Reach out to your local city, your counties, your state. They will guide you into finding, you know, call any of the insurance providers. Call around, check, you know, check online sites and that. There are specialists in treating those, and do it in a feasible, affordable plan, whether that's paying, you know, a small amount per visit out of pocket, or in means of paying through some kind of program or grant, you know, monthly payments. There, I could just keep going on, and I don't want to continue this audio because I could probably talk for the next 24 hours. I've been there, done that. Gastroparesis is tricky, 14 years. It speaks a lot. A lot of people say they look up to me. Thank you. Thank you. But remember, no matter what you're struggling in life, you know, and I've been through multiple medical hurdles, and I always said, and I promised everyone, that I'll get both my feet. When I get to the top of the mountain, I'm going to come down on that other side. I'm going to be forever changed. But I'm going to come out one hell of a fighter, one hell of a strong-ass woman. And that's the truth. And if I can do it, you can do it. Remember that.